This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. If you're flying Southwest, you might want to double check before heading to the airport. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the airline has canceled thousands of flights, including more than 300 out of Denver.
Southwest Airlines says it's still experiencing disruptions across the country due to the winter storm late last week. The airline has a larger presence in areas like Denver and Chicago that were hard hit. With better weather, the airline says it's working to stabilize and improve operations. That's not making holiday travelers any happier. Social media shows long lines at Southwest counters and people complaining of canceled flights or lost luggage. Anyone with a canceled Southwest flight is entitled to a full refund or a flight credit. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Cripple Creek Ice Festival returns in February after a two-year hiatus. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Ice sculptures will shine and glisten along Bennett Avenue once again. Carving teams from around the world will display their work during the Cripple Creek Ice Festival. Cripple Creek Destination Marketing Coordinator Clarissa Murray says the teams will also participate in a live carving competition.
We'll each have a $1,000 prize for the carver, and basically they'll have an hour to compete against each other, and public vote will pick the winner.
The festival began in 2007 and attracts up to 30,000 visitors. The pandemic and budget concerns forced organizers to cancel the event for the past 2 years. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Come find these stories and more at CPR.org. It is 2:06 in Colorado Springs right now. It is 42 degrees. In Denver, it's 48. Lows across the state tonight will be in the low 30s, upper 20s. Stick around. This hour, it's Fresh Air.